Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for May 2022. First, we're going to look at the numerology and energy for the collective, which we are all a part of. And then we're going to break it down into the individual life path forecast. So before I get started, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into it. So in the Northern Hemisphere, May brings flowers, springtime, and 11-2 energy this year. So when we have master level energy in a cycle, we may notice the challenges or obstacles to be a bit more pronounced, but the same can be said of the rewards of this cycle. So think of it like taking an accelerated master's level course. We'll have to put in the effort, but the satisfaction will be worth it. Similar to a 2 cycle, you may notice your experience sort of hasten, and this can help to push us to be much more decisive within our actions and our personal circumstances. Sudden events can occur now that require us to quickly go within, follow our instincts or our intuition, and take the reins within our own experience when we're deciding next steps. So in doing so, we alleviate the tendency for being influenced by others during this time because there's a sense of urgency present that doesn't support calling multiple friends, weighing the options, reviewing pros and cons. No, you already know what to do. And this energy is assisting you in trusting yourself and the cues of your body and your own inner knowing. So don't miss an opportunity because you don't trust yourself enough to make a decision. This energy can feel almost hectic and exciting, and it can create a tendency for impulsivity. So this is a fine, you know, this is fine if, of course, if it feels right to you and if you're following your own intuition. However, be aware of feeling like you have the need to sort of make a knee-jerk commitment at this time, simply to, I guess, rush through the process to get to the conclusion. If it feels aligned, great. But if it feels sort of cloudy and you're not quite sure and you're still making haste simply to get to the end goal, then you may wish at a later time that you had taken more time. So be patient, be tolerant, and be decisive. All of that will yield positive results during an 11-2 cycle. Legal dealings can come up now to be worked through as well. So financial settlements are possible, such as inheritance or lawsuits of some sort being finalized. Contractual agreements, partnerships can also come to the forefront. And this, of course, includes marriage, divorce, adoption, buying or selling a home, property, or material goods. This 11-2 energy is also beautiful energy for investing time and resources into learning something new or furthering your education in some way. So signing up for a course, going back to school, attending a workshop of some sort or a retreat, as well as traveling to new places and fully immersing yourself within a different culture. All of this is supported under this beautiful 11-2 energy. Throughout May, we could find that we are more sensitive, and this can be a phenomenal time for enhancing our intuitive and psychic abilities. So this can be a very creative, inspirational period. So pay attention to any insights, dreams, and ideas that come in, that come flooding in at this time. So chances are, even if you don't take action on these new ideas, these inspirations, you'll see them resurface in some way again, if they're meant to, right? So at this stage, simply write them down and feel into how you want to work with them. Some you may release, and others you may feel compelled to create something much more tangible. This can be a very exciting cycle for this entire, this sort of process. So as mentioned, with any master energy comes master level tests and challenges to figure out and to overcome in order to extract the wisdom needed to move forward. So you may see exciting, big, new ideas emerge at this time, but those big new ideas may be coupled with just as big of challenges to overcome in order to achieve whatever this new goal is. So remember, challenges don't always indicate that something isn't meant for us. Sometimes those challenges are actually allies in assisting us to master whatever it is that we're attempting to achieve. So very infrequently is it true that mastering comes easily. It takes effort, persistence, skill, time, trial and error, all of these things, right? So this is going to be a period to keep moving forward despite the challenges to achieve whatever it is that you're working towards. That is, if it still calls to you. So if there is still fire behind you with whatever this is, then go for it. Keep going. You can overcome whatever challenges surface, and ultimately you're meant to extract the wisdom from those challenges. They're not meant to deter you necessarily or throw you off course. Now, of course, if you're still pursuing an old dream that's no longer your dream, but somebody else's, and your intent and motivation is sort of all about ego over true inspiration and desire, then you may continue to feel sort of out of alignment with this goal, and the challenges will become so great that you're only left feeling defeated versus inspired. So there is a difference. This 11-2 energy will assist us in recognizing sort of where we land with that. And, you know, as we move through this journey, whether the goal is still truly ours or whether it's time to be released for a new one to enter. Big, big energy for May. And again, it's always what we choose to do with this energy that ultimately makes the difference. So when we're working with master level energy, we can anticipate that there will be master level challenges. But again, it's just assisting us in mastering the energy. So let's move on to the individual life path numbers. Life path number 6. So I pulled an animal spirit card for you all for May, and you got Panther Spirit. So this is a very strong energy coming in for you all this month. And Panther's message is reclaim your power. And so this is, I think, an ongoing message for sixes, only because, you know, as we often talk about, six energy is such a loving, nurturing, giving energy that it's almost a sort of a daily task for sixes to check in with themselves and make sure that they are setting healthy boundaries, that they are not taking on things that they don't need to be taking on because it's becoming burdensome or whatever. So checking in with self, you know, holistically, body, mind, and spirit each day. So Panther Spirit coming in just really feels like, you know, and with the message, reclaim your power, this just really feels like, especially since we're in this 11 universal cycle of decisiveness and doing what speaks to your spirit and doing what inspires you and all of those things, I think this is really a message for sixes to really, you know, honor their truth, honor what it is that they want to be doing, and not self-sacrifice in order to please, or, you know, please others or make other people feel comfortable or whatever the case may be. Because definitely self-sacrificing is a big sort of, it's a big thing for sixes. A lot of times they will self-sacrifice themselves so that other people will feel good or be happy or be accommodated or whatever. And so, and obviously that's something that eventually will tear down the six and leave you feeling depleted. So I really think there's this energy this month, especially of really, you know, being very decisive in what it is that you want to do, what it is that you want to accomplish as those opportunities come up, and not second guess yourself and not change your direction or your path to accommodate somebody else. I think that's going to be really, really important, because when you are doing what inspires you, when you are doing what fulfills you, and you are living authentically in your own truth, that is when you're going to be able to help and nurture and be there for the most amount of people, right? And to really live up to and live, you know, step into your sixth energy. So it really always comes back to self and making sure that you're taken care of and that your voice is not being muted in order to, again, accommodate or make other people feel comfortable. So this month you may find an opportunity for you, or several opportunities for you, to be center stage and to use your voice and to not shy away from that because of who might be upset by that, or who would be uncomfortable by that, right? Because again, it doesn't, you standing in your power and you standing in your own truth does not detract from or minimize somebody else's truth. And you can still do your work of, again, nurturing and caring for others and all of those things. So I do think that there's going to be opportunities with Panther coming in, because this is just, again, a very strong, it's very independent, not forceful, but it's a very, I just think of like Aries or one energy, again, where it's like, you know, your place in the world and you're not afraid to share that or to express that. I think that you'll be feeling that kind of strongly this month, sixes. Cause a lot of times with sixes, again, you will often, again, minimize your own needs and sacrifice yourself for the needs of others until you get to a place where you recognize that that's not helping you, it's actually hurting you, and you find your center and all of those things, which of course is a lifelong journey. So no judgment, no shame, right? But it's a learning experience. And so I feel like Panther is coming in to assist you with really, again, voicing any concerns that you have, voicing the things that you need to thrive, all of that, which is really incredibly beautiful. So okay, so looking at the month ahead for you all, right out of the gate, we have this very big energy. This again feels like you being center stage, you know, all eyes on you. People are coming to you. There's something here about potentially, maybe there's something that you wanted to initiate or to start or to lead, to be the head of something, or maybe you had some big idea that you wanted to share, that you wanted to express in some way. I feel like you're getting the limelight now. So of course, this is a general reading, so this isn't going to be for everybody. But for those of you that this resonates, I think that you're getting the spotlight now. And I think that this is where you can really call in Panther Spirit to assist you in not shying away from speaking your mind, speaking your truth, you know, being very clear in your communication about what you need. And I feel like you're going to find that people are more supportive than what you anticipated they would be, and more understanding. And I think you're going to find the support come in for you to be able to accomplish whatever this is, because it does lead to some level of a lot of emotional satisfaction and fulfillment in whatever this is. But it does feel like you, again, standing in your truth and being the leader in whatever this is, or taking center stage and finding your confidence in that. And again, this can just be like you having a conversation with a loved one that needs to be had. And maybe you were anticipating that it would be very difficult or that they would not be understanding, but it does feel like there's space here for them to be very understanding about this. Because I do think that sometimes with sixes, maybe you don't recognize how much you do sacrifice of yourself. And so when you ask for something for yourself, it seems like this big thing, like how could you dare ask for whatever this is? But the people who you usually support or assist don't think it's a big deal, because it's just so rare for you to, you know, put yourself first or whatever. And again, this is a general reading. I'm not saying this is for everybody, but you know, that's just the energy of the six. And so I think it's probably built up more in your own mind than it is for other people. So my point being, don't be afraid to ask for what you need to thrive, have those conversations, all of that. And I feel like, you know, take that leadership role, whatever. And I think in doing that, you're going to feel a huge sense of relief, a huge sense of satisfaction and happiness from that. So, and you may even start to recognize a part of yourself that you haven't seen in a while or never seen. So very beautiful energy coming in for you all at the beginning of the month. And of course, it's what we do with it. So, you know, it's up to you, but very supportive. Okay, middle of the month, there's something here very specific about money, resources, career, your job, something like that. There's some kind of shift coming in around that, some kind of, and it feels abrupt. So it feels like maybe you weren't expecting it or whatever. But again, it doesn't have to be like this bad thing. It could very easily be like, I don't know, somebody abruptly leaves and then the management comes to you to see, could you step up and take this leadership role or this promotion or whatever the case may be. But it happens so quickly that again, we come back to the 11-2 energy that we're in collectively in May that is all about quick events occurring that call for very decisive action. So I do think that mid-month, for those of you that this is relevant, something abrupt or a very quick happening event may occur that requires you to almost make a decision on the spot. And what that's going to require from you is to take into consideration what's been presented to you in the external, right? The physical, the information. But to also go within, feel into it, see how you feel, follow that intuition and make a decision. This is what I was talking about when I was talking about earlier in the intro about not necessarily having a tremendous amount of time to, you know, call a million people and get their advice and then weigh the pros and cons and then, you know, build it up in your head and, you know, fluctuate back and forth and all of those things. It just doesn't feel like there's going to be the time for that. And, you know, ultimately, you know what to do. This is that time where, again, you need to trust yourself, reclaim your power, like Panther Spirit says, and really trust that you know and your soul knows the direction you need to be moving in. So follow that intuition, follow that gut feeling, that feeling within, because ultimately what we do as humans is we get the initial hit, we get the gut instinct, the intuition, and then the mind comes in and we start to overthink it. And then we start to convolute it. And then we're just completely confused. So I would say mid-month, if you can do it, and if it's something that requires sort of a quick response, go with your gut feeling, that initial gut feeling, that first response, that first feeling that comes flooding in before the mind gets involved. And you can always tell when the mind is involved because you can feel it like in your mind, like in your head type thing, as opposed to like in your stomach or, you know, in your solar plexus or wherever it comes in for you, for your intuition. So I would say really pay attention to that and follow your instincts and go with it and trust yourself because you know the direction you want to be moving in. So yeah, so potentially some quick changes. They don't have to be big changes, but some changes coming in around work, finances, resources, something along those lines. Again, where I feel like you're going to have to make some quick decisions. End of the month, this is interesting because it's almost like a story here. So we have like this potential for like this quick change, shift in direction, perhaps mid-month around, again, money, resources, career, something like that. But then end of the month, I do see like for some of you starting this new journey, like this going down a different path. And so it's very possible that for some, your job ends abruptly or you get promoted or, you know, whatever. But I do think, whatever it is that occurs like mid-month is very quickly followed up by something much better, something much more aligned, something with a lot more freedom involved, just something that feels much lighter for you. So however that comes in for you, but there's definitely an opportunity to start down a new path, to do things a little bit differently than maybe you've been doing them before. And again, that can be like you deciding to do that or that sort of being forced upon you in a way, again, because something within your job or something, you know, shifts. But it feels good. It feels very supportive. It feels very light, like very light energy. It doesn't feel heavy or challenging or whatever the case may be. It may feel a little bit challenging, of course, when it initially occurs, when the shift happens, just because, you know, humans fear the unknown. So, but I feel like what transpires after that is actually very beautiful and light and supported. And it's going to feel good for you. So definitely embrace that as it comes in for you. All right, sixes, I hope this was helpful. Thank you all so much. Bye for now.